In 1970, the first two Tibetan refugees arrived in Canada. Tsering Wong Kong was one of them. By the time he made it here, he was in his early 20s. But when he left Tibet, he was only 13 years old.
By the end of 1958, the Chinese were cracking down more and more. They began forcing Tibetan officials and landowners into detention centers for so-called re-education. They had something called public struggle sessions, where many Tibetans
were made to be treated differently.
It was about my father's escape from Tibet, and I was reliving that escape through an unfinished memoir that he wrote before he passed away, and he gave it to my cousin Dase. And I'd never read it for
17 years.
My uncle, Yishi Kedup, and my aunt, Yishi Wangmo, were two of those other children. They were only kids at the time, but they still remember
the escape well.
Mm-hmm.
Tini Wangang like Lugute, Canada Gagib Yong like Gansen Chitubadi, Pumishi Kadu Lugutone, Pugin Nidanta, Lugute and Gajimimala, Guda Chituipa Munzin Chishin Yuje, Rignam like Dinanson.
It has highlighted the issue and shown how difficult the flight was from Tibet, because so many people just say, oh, we escaped from Tibet.
Pugin Nidan ya Sidin Tuyubare. Mambushiki, Rangi Punit, Juchi, but Juchi Mado, Tujuchi, and Nibu Shipta, the Juchi to me, Sondan Luyudi, Punit, Juchi, and the season Kabuyaba, Sidunchi Bare, Nizu Tinto Ship Sabuchi, the Juchi with the Kitchen Bore, Nanzu Lugutinto, Chijo Mimon, the Juchi to Baina, Mimons with some Chichi, Gagur Yong Sibir, Jesh, and Namakit Nanson.
Reading my Paula's memoir has been an immensely healing journey for me. Discovering his story and his struggle has opened my eyes to the suffering that he has faced and the hardships that our family has been through. Where my memory used to be completely blank and empty, now it's filled with vivid pictures of his struggle and his escape from Tibet. And I'm so grateful for having this memoir and for having the stories that have made our family and my father who they are. And I'm so proud to be his son.